Welcome to It's Too Early Podcast, the podcast for the young workforce in Central Illinois who are up early and building something great. I'm your host, Jack Hart, and every Tuesday and Thursday, I sit down with the next generation of workers, leaders, and creators to talk about how they got started, where they're headed, and what keeps them going. These are real stories from young people who are figuring out and forging their path, because sure, it's too early, but the coffee's on, the mics are hot, and we got stuff to talk about. Let's get started. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome back to It's Too Early Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Hart. Couple exciting things. We did close on the radio station now, so we're going to have radio, podcasting, digital media, sports, everything. Guys, there's a lot going to be happening. Super excited for that. Going to keep the podcast going, of course. A lot of big stuff this fall. I'm super excited to share with you guys and keep continuing. But welcome back to the podcast. Today I got a good old special guest here. This is a guy I've probably known longer than anyone that I'm still friends with or know besides outside of my family. This is Caleb Stieber. Caleb Stieber works for Bank of Springfield. You've been there for how many years now?
Let's see, just about two.
2 years, so, and he's doing pretty well, you know. I know he's doing super exciting things with finances and investments and everything. So, Caleb, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and also congrats on closing the radio station.
Thank
I know
you.
You've been working on this for multiple months now. It's been a long time.
It's been a lot of things with the FCC and figuring all out. And
yes.
Now it's just putting everything together, which has been a stressful week. Stressful.
It's when all said and done, it's going to be awesome.
Oh,
you just got to get through it.
That's going to be great. I'm super excited. So, so Caleb, let's start with you. So, you're from the Chatham area. You went to college IC. I mean, I've known you since preschool. Let's talk about your professional career to really start. So, what led you to career in finance, services, and investments? What really led you down that career path?
For sure. There was probably three really big factors. One, I'm so blessed to be good at math. I know growing up, people, you either love math or you hate it, and thankfully, I loved it. I was always good at
it.
I know you did. Even in college, too, I was always helping you.
I know.
But I've always been good with numbers, and I love just working through the math. Stocks in general are just so interesting to me. We're in such a time where the news, you know, blows up on the littlest of things. We see stocks go up 10%. We'll see them drop 30% in a day. So just being a part of that is really unique. And then also, I just love to help people. So kind of combining all three of those things together has really led me to what I do now.
Awesome. I mean, that's the three most important things you really want in a job and, you know, helping people. I love to help. You can help people. And that's, I think that's what I like to do about my job is you're connecting people. It's the
same
way. Exactly. So at Bank of Springfield, what's your day-to-day look like? Like, what are you doing? What's your processes? Are you just, you know, sitting there on TikTok all day or long? You're actually doing some work.
I wish. No, okay, I don't wish. Dude, I would be so bored if I was on TikTok all day.
Oh, I know.
My day-to-day varies a lot, and honestly, I love it exactly how it is. There are some things, you know, I do a couple reports that we run every single day, certain things that I get to my advisors every single morning and every single afternoon before we leave, but in between, it varies because we have, I'd say, 500 clients between here in Springfield and Jacksonville, and that's a lot of people.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a lot
definitely.
Of needs. And we never know what to expect. Our clients can call on us at any time. And that's just so awesome that it's never the same. We might be some of the same forms, but the situation itself is never the same.
So do you have your own like list of clients? Have you built your clientele over the last 2 years? How does that really work?
So me personally, not yet. I'm still in the process of taking the SIE, getting my certifications.
Yeah.
I do know that we're in the process of splitting up our clientele kind of based on relationship. You know, some of our older advisors have been there 30, 40 years. That's their clients.
Of course.
They're going to be with them all the way through until they retire. But when those advisors retire, someone else has to take care of them. So I think over the next couple years, we're really going to dive into, all right, who's going to be the main contact? Bless you.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, but there is bad air quality in Springfield today. It's like the seventh worst nation, he said.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's killing me.
It's terrible.
Killing me.
I think out of the top 10, I think Illinois had 5 of the cities.
Yeah.
And multiple of them central Illinois.
If I sound
terrible.
Like I'm struggling, but you know what? We keep good building and winning over here.
All right,
we'll continue with your clients there.
Of course. Really, just over the next couple of years, we're going to figure out who's going to take over that client relationship once our senior advisors decide to retire, which will be pretty soon, which is scary, but also exciting at the same time.
You're going to be great at whatever you do. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But that's exciting that you kind of, you know, get to have your own clients and build those relationships. And as you said, the people are older. They've probably had those years of clients. But, you know, as a younger one, you're like, all right, cool. Let's get all these newer generations, people. And then you get to have these clients for years.
Yes. And that's the most amazing part, honestly, in my opinion, is I'm only 22. We're both about to turn 23. And if I stay in this industry, I got at least 40 years. I mean, that's a whole multiple generations that my clients will go through. And being able to, you know, raise my family and also see their families go through that same process, that's just incredible to me.
Oh, yeah, no, and you get to really see how you get to kind of like live life side by side with your clients and just see them grow as long as see you grow. I love that.
Exactly.
So our age, you know, you said we're 22, but I'd be 23. We're getting old, by the way.
We are getting old. Don't remind me.
We've known each other for probably 20 years now since we're three, so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was annoying. He was annoying in preschool, by the way. If you really want to know. No, it was definitely
me. Yeah, I was about to say, if you're the one bringing that up.
I don't know how you've dealt with me for 20 years, by the way.
I don't know how I handled you for 20 years, but we're here today. That's what matters.
We're here now. This dude has seen every part of me from young to old, and the personality never changed, did it?
No. Not. Hey, but we're getting better. We're becoming better men every day.
Excuse me. Yes, we are. We're doing really well, so. With being 22, our generation, a lot of young adults, you know, hop in the finance stuff. They don't know much about finance. It's new to them. It's something that they kind of think about, but they worry because they don't have much, you know, knowledge into that. What would you suggest to people our age and what knowledge, what stuff should they start doing at our age?
Honestly, this sounds so cliche because our generation's so tied to the internet.
Of course.
But go to the internet. There's YouTube. There is ChatGPT, which don't rely on that, but you know, it is a valid tool to use just to like search anything you think of. You know, if you're curious about it, go learn it. And I think this gives everybody so much, you know, so many different avenues for success.
Yeah.
And you're not as locked in as, you know, say back in the 1980s, 1990s. You were much more forced to go do an internship or go find a job and find out if you liked it right then and there. Whereas now you can watch videos, you can do a day in the life and understand more so what you like and what you don't like about a job or an industry before you ever have to try it.
Yeah, so looked in the YouTube videos in college and stuff like that? And
so many.
Watched a lot of finance videos.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I've went down way too many rabbit holes. Honestly, I can't even remember all of it because you can get really into the weeds when it comes to that sort of stuff.
As I remember is we're in a dorm. He was my dorm sophomore year. Sophomore year, and he's always watching these random videos. You actually showed me what ChatGPT was for the first time.
I sure did.
I will never forget that. He's like, you should see this stuff. This stuff's good. I'm like,
and I know you're so happy that I did too.
I was like, this is great. I can't wait to use this stuff. Now I use it all the time.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, not to say that I use it every day, but I use it from time to time just to do smaller, simple tasks.
Oh, yeah.
And it is wild to see the progress they've made in the past 2 years.
Well, and a lot of people gave it bad raps. I know my mom's an English teacher, and she kind of gave it bad raps. But, you know, in a business setting, it really helps out because then you can spend more time on other things that are kind of more important than sitting here trying to process what my thoughts can be on paper in Word format.
Yes. Yep. I'd like to use it to help reword a lot of emails. Yep. That's something super simple, and also a lot of tasks that I can just set to the side, come back, and it'll be done. I mean, it'll work in the background while you're doing other things.
Yeah, and it always checks your works, you know, helps you with certain words. I know my grammar is not great sometimes, and I kind of want to have certain words to it, so it's kind of nice to check, have ChatGPT check that over.
Yes, it's an amazing tool. I'm looking forward to seeing how it progresses.
I really need ChatGPT for my text messages soon.
You do. They have to have something already out there for that.
Well, they have autocorrect and it doesn't help me out, so.
True. Yeah, I can't even begin to read your text half the time.
You know I have autocorrect off on my text.
Why?
Because autocorrect is something I don't want it to. I don't know. Maybe I should put it on.
Gosh.
I'll send him like a text and be like, great, and I'll miss the T on there or mess some letters up. He understands it because it's got most of the letters.
Most of it, yeah. But and I've dealt with it long enough now. It's always the same thing, too. Like, there's patterns.
There's definitely some words I just never say. I think I did it today. I can't remember. And I'm just like, well, he'll figure it out. He'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue here. So, Mr. Athlete, you were a big athlete in high school and college, track, soccer. How did you balance, you know, being a track star, being a soccer star, Mr. Chatham, Mr. IC, and the academics? Plus, you had a girlfriend, so that helped. That was hard, too. But minus the girlfriend, with the academics and the sports, how did you really handle balancing all of that?
Way to hype me up over here.
Of course. I was going to hype you up. I'm your biggest hype man possible.
Oh, I know. Dude, it's a struggle. I mean, I've went through, and every single athlete, who, especially dual sport athletes, they know it's a struggle. I mean, you have a lot of nights where you're going to bed by midnight, 1 o'clock, especially when you get to college. I mean, you don't have any time to waste. The amount of events that I had in my calendar, even if it was 15-minute events, I tried to plan out everything in my day from 7 a.m. till, honestly, at least 10 o'clock at night, if later. And so it was so hard, but it was also so rewarding to be able to continue sports from high school to college.
Oh, yeah.
And then also be able to still maintain good academics as well.
Yeah, you were always on the dean's list in the first year of college, playing soccer. Then he was doing track. Come home complaining about his back or some issues.
Every single day.
Every day.
He's like, every single day.
Can I pop some of those Myvi Profen? I'm like, well, here comes Stever. Yeah. He's barely going to wake up. Then we had to go for, what, 6 a.m. lifting or 7 a.m. lifting? That was the worst thing in the world.
I don't know why we chose to stick with that.
It was the worst thing in the world. I gave up eventually. I'm like, I'm transferring. I'm not doing this lifting anymore.
Yeah, the 6 a.m. lifts were probably the worst thing we ever did.
It didn't do anything to help me either.
No. Like, people showed up, and then they just did, like, two sets and then left.
Yeah, I was like, I'm half awake anyway. You're like, why in the world am I going to do? And some of those nights were up till, what, 2 a.m. yelling at a TV at the Wii or GTA or who knows what we're playing, FIFA?
I don't even know. While we're doing homework, too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, we probably could have went to bed at 11, but
we never really, we were up till 1 or 2. And then like, our other friends, like Michelle, would come in and start yelling, and Fink would find something to talk about, and that was probably my favorite year of college, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That was
that in my last semester, just because it was so easy. I didn't have to worry about anything.
My last semester was not my favorite year of college for several reasons.
Yeah.
But I liked the experience I had at ISC versus ISU, they worked out, but nothing beats when you and me were roommates for my sophomore year, I'll tell you that much. Oh,
that by far the best year we had, in my opinion.
Oh,
I mean,
it's my favorite memories.
Just the friendships we had, the memories we made, the lessons we learned, it was a great time.
I'd go back and do it again.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Just that year. I don't want the other years.
Just that year.
Just that year. All right, so with soccer and track, on the field, team bonding, everything, what's the number one lesson that you really learned, you know, having that experience in the team aspect?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I remember back in high school, Tommy Johnson, our soccer coach at Glenwood, had this motto, and it was, embrace the suck. I think too many people our age aren't willing to go through tough times, whether it be personally, professionally, you know, whatever it may be. They just want to get to the end goal. They want it just handed to them, not all the time, but sometimes.
Of course.
And you have to be able to go through struggle and learn to adapt to grow.
Yeah.
And I've carried that with me through everything I do. So shout out to Tommy for teaching me that.
Embrace the suck. They embraced it when they sucked and we beat them for the conference championship junior year.
Okay. Barely.
9-0, baby.
Hey, just a reminder. You didn't score on me. You scored on all the rest of my team. I watched him dribble past all of them.
He did dribble past. I was just sitting, I passed him the ball, and he just took it and, like, dribbled. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, we won. Great.
I'd never seen our defense collapse so fast.
It was embarrassing, by the way.
It was embarrassing. But we beat you every other time, so.
I guess so. We had some close games.
We did have some close games.
It's okay. Me and Tyler always battle.
Yeah, and AJ too.
Oh, don't even get me started about that man.
Yeah,
that was my most hated soccer player ever.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
That's a title.
And Jack Grimmer. I hope they don't listen to my podcast, but Jack Grimmer. I don't know if you know him. He's from Springfield.
Springfield High.
Yeah, he hated me. He was 2 years older than I was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there were some bad kids I played from Chicago and big cities and clubs.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a personal relationship. Like, these guys I knew. And they knew me. Yeah. So that was always like, okay. And I usually, like, make friends.
Right.
We're playing. Like, you know, I'm talking to me and Tyler Reihart are playing, and we're talking the entire game.
Of course.
Or I'm talking to you or whatever. Talk to Christian when I'm playing him. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, the, Boteva did not like me.
I don't think he liked anybody, to be honest. I mean, he came there to play. I'll give him – He played hard. Yes, he played hard.
He's a little dirty. A little dirty, but whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Gotta do what you gotta do to win.
Embrace the suck. I think that's something we as a group of friends, we still use today.
Oh, for sure.
And it's something that I like that. I think we're gonna. I'm going to use that in Bible study next week.
You should. Yeah, it's super basic, but it sticks.
Yeah, and to get better, you got to. Sometimes it sucks, but – makes you a better person.
Exactly.
All right, well, going along with that, memorable moments. What's one of your best sports moments you have? And it better not be beating Rochester. I don't know. Those are not as exciting.
I'm going to say my most memorable moment was actually in college during track.
Okay.
And, you know, at first, when I came into IC, I didn't plan on running track. I was just going to play soccer, and that was that.
Yeah.
You know, talked with the coach. Had a good first year of soccer. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll go for it. And started training. Started doing really well as a freshman. And then I'd say it was the second or third to last meet of the season. And I ran the 4x4, and my split was a 48-second 400.
Man's fast.
Yes. And I'd been trying to push that time for so long, so to finally hit it was amazing. Now, I did get injured at the end of the year, which sucks. But I still got that time.
That's when he's popping the ibuprofen.
That is, oh my gosh.
Jack, I can't. I'm hurting again.
It was ibuprofen on roll. Like, repeat every 5-6 hours. It was terrible.
Dude, I need to go get the drug services. He was overdosing on those darn things.
Yeah, let's just say I haven't taken any of them in a long time since then.
Well, you're not running 48 400s at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine running a 400 right now.
I think my fastest 400 was like 55, maybe.
Yeah, that's still good.
It was good.
In perspective, that's still really good.
Fun fact for everyone. Back in eighth grade, I don't mean to brag, but I did beat Caleb at state in track, and I still will tell him today. He was behind me in the placement.
You will hold that over my head till the day we die.
I still have.
Context... I didn't drop the baton. My teammates dropped the baton, and we were actually about to win state. And did you guys get last?
We didn't get last. We were like middle table.
Middle table. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we were about to win state.
I think we were like 12th or something.
Really? Oh, gosh. I didn't realize you were that high.
Yeah, we had a good run. That was the best. I think our best time was at state, actually.
Ours was literally the worst time.
I know.
Which is so sad. We were in that last curve about – I mean, we had a 2 to 3 second lead on second place. I mean, we were going to win state, and then he slipped. Because it rained that day before.
It was raining. I remember that, yep.
Yeah, it was not great conditions. And I'm not salty anymore, but it definitely stung. Like, every single time we ran all season long would have got us a medal at state.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
From the first time we ran that race, the first meet of the season, that time would have got, like, fourth place.
Well, you killed us at, like, regionals and sectionals and stuff. You killed us at those conference. You killed us.
Yes. So it was so sad to see us be successful like that all season long and then not have the reward to show for it, but I trust in God, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I dropped the baton the beginning of that season, but it was the first race and it didn't really matter, so I'm kind of glad I did it then versus state. But yeah, we're gonna be in the nursing home when we're 80 years old. I'm still gonna remind you that.
I know. So, I'm gonna hate it.
I know, it's gonna be great though. So with you being a college athlete, you're retired now, what do you do to still stay active? And I don't push yourself too much, so you don't have as much ibuprofen and stuff anymore. So what's your activity look like? I know you're a pretty good line dancer, right?
Oh my, yeah, don't even get me started. You know it too. You've been able to get out there the past, what, month now?
3 weeks, yeah.
3-4 weeks.
I'm getting, you didn't see me last night.
Yes, I did. I was watching.
Was I looking decent?
Okay. No, you okay, from week one to week three or four.
Oh, definitely better.
You've been so much better.
You're looking good. You're better than me, but you're looking good.
I don't know how I memorize them so easy. I mean, I've done it for, what, 2-3 months now probably?
Yeah.
And I got a good chunk of them memorized.
Once I started doing them, like this morning, one came on the radio, and I was like, I know the moves to this one.
Just
now.
In the car, you started doing the steps for it.
I was like, all right, let's step it. A little movement to the left and the right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, line dancing is so much fun, and especially in the summer when it's hot. Oh, my God, we probably sweat out so much.
Last night was perfect, though.
Honestly, it was still a little hot for me. I'm looking forward to the fall because I heard they go dance outside. That's going to be fun.
They dance outside?
Like at Pole Barn, I think. Pole Barn Chick in Springfield.
I hope they turn the lights out.
Probably not. Wait, why would they turn the lights out?
Oh, I guess like turn them down. Pole barn. Like, oh, I guess you're outside a pole barn, you're good.
Yeah.
It's the inside.
No, the inside's super bright because it's like the, is it, what is it?
It's marble on the bottom.
Resin floor. Yeah. And then the white walls. You know, it is bright inside.
So line dancing, what else do you like to do?
Oh, you know, I'm a gym junkie. Go 5-6 times a week.
Of course.
Also do a little bit of calisthenics as well.
Okay, cool.
So that's more like body weight stuff, you know, muscle ups, dips, all that sort of stuff. That stuff's just fun. That's just personal hobby.
I love dips. Dips are good.
They are good. I mean, that's what builds the arms.
Exactly. I love doing dips. These bad boys.
Yeah.
Just from that.
I'm going to get you on the calisthenics grind.
I know. I need to try that out now. Yeah. I need to get more loose, like, lower body, which I kind of bent my knees more dancing last night. I can move a little more, but
yeah.
I just need to stretch more of these. Once I'm stretched, I need to stretch more.
Yeah. It helps with the flexibility a lot. And so, like, that translated even to, like, my bench press. My bench max has probably went up 30, 40 pounds in the past 3 months just
because. What is your max, by the way?
Probably, like, 250-ish.
Ooh,
somewhere up there.
Dude's getting big.
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
You're going to catch me.
Yeah. How much do you have on me? I'm only 170.
Oh, yeah. I got a little more. I got 20 pounds on you. It's okay. I got – you're less – you got less body fat, too. You're not like 8%. I'm at like 12, I think.
Yeah, I'm very lean right now. 12% still lean, too.
Oh, I'm still
though.
Lean. It's just not 8% lean.
No, 8% is lean.
I kind of like the 12 because I still can keep my strength, too. But yeah, depends. Sure. All right. This is the good old favorite section called Think Fast.
I've not been looking forward to this.
Yes, you have.
I just know you're going to give me something crazy hard.
I got 4 questions for you today just because I felt like having 4. I think you're going to get several of these, by the way.
All
right. Okay, first question. How many hearts does an octopus have?
They have 8.
No.
No, they have 3 hearts.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I said 8. I said 8 and immediately knew that was wrong.
8 hearts. I need 8 hearts. The way my dating life's going.
3 hearts. 3 hearts. 8 tentacles.
We need 8 hearts for our dating life.
We do. We probably need more than that, honestly.
Probably at this point. I think I lost a couple of hearts. I wish octopus. I need some of those.
Yeah. Please donate a couple. Something.
8 tentacles, though.
8 tentacles, yeah.
All right. This learning about octopuses out here, folks. And hearts. And our dating life.
And so, just what you wanted to hear today.
It's so exciting. So, Jenny, I'm going to get him a girl. Don't worry. Oh, don't worry, Jenny.
Oh, goodness.
Jenny's leading me. She's my number one listener.
I know she is. Every single time you post... She's on it. She's like, have you watched it yet? No, not yet. Next day, have you watched it yet? Nope. I haven't had a chance yet. Give me a second. She's on top of it.
Darn right she is. She's like, oh, I'm so excited. Did you tell her you're coming on the podcast yet?
I did. Yeah, she knows I'm here. So she's. We'll see if she's looking forward to this one or not.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Probably praying I said, don't say anything stupid.
Nah, you'll be fine. You haven't said anything you haven't said before.
No.
All right, second question. If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be?
I was born 10 years ago, how old would I be?
Yes.
If I was born 10 years ago, I'd be 10 years old.
Okay. I was trying to catch you with that one.
I really hope nobody has fell for that, and I'm sure there has been.
I had Mr. Producer do it the other day, and he fell for it. So.
No. Anthony didn't?
He's like, no. But then he got it today. I asked him today. He's like, yeah, I got that down. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sad.
I'm gonna use that question more because I knew you're too smart. That was a problem. I knew you were too smart to not fall for that.
I respect the effort, though. I mean, that's why I sounded it out again, just to make sure.
If you said it to me, it'd take me a second to figure it out, too. I'd be like, wait a second. 20? No.
You had my mind racing. I was like, I hope I'm not wrong.
I know. The way your face looked at me, I was like, oh, he's kind of scared.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What is the capital of Canada?
Oh, my gosh. I just saw this on the news the other day. No, we were talking about this. Weren't we?
Were we?
I don't know. I was talking with somebody about this. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I talk about a lot of things.
Because we literally went through every single option that wasn't it, and then we got down to the last one.
It's one you wouldn't think about. I didn't think about it, honestly.
Because I know it's not Quebec. Is it Ontario?
No, it's in Ontario.
It's in Ontario.
Ontario is a province.
Right. It's a province. Is it? It's not Toronto, is it?
No, that's what I thought it'd be. I always thought it was Toronto.
Oh my gosh, what is that city that's in there?
Same letter.
As
Ontario.
As Ontario? Oh, Ottawa.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I thought it was Toronto, and I was like, oh, it's Ottawa.
Okay. I knew where it was at. I just couldn't think of the name.
Then I thought about Ottawa Senators. that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
The hockey team. I was oh, yeah, that does make sense now.
Yeah. That is weird to think that Ottawa, like Ottawa, Canada, is the capital.
I know. I thought it'd be Toronto. Because everyone talks about Toronto and everyone's in Toronto and everything.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like, Washington, D.C. I mean, everyone around the world knows Washington, D.C. Yeah. I mean, it's a staple of the U.S. And you hear Ottawa, Canada. It's like, oh, that's probably some small town up in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. It's like D.C., London, Paris. What's Germany? Is it Berlin?
Berlin. Amsterdam.
Spain. What's Spain? Madrid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's the main ones. Then you got Ottawa, which I feel like Ottawa is like a town up in North Dakota, like middle of nowhere. That's what it sounds
just
like
in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're Canadian watching this, I'm so sorry. That's not meant to be an insult.
No, not at all. We love our Canadians. They got Tim Hortons and hockey.
Hockey. Beautiful lakes.
Beautiful lakes. I've never been to Canada. I need to go.
My dad's went, and ever since he's went, I've wanted to go. It's beautiful.
We just got
to
hop in a car and drive.
It's not that far. No, you drive up through Minnesota.
Go to Minnesota, yeah. All right, add that to our list of trips and ideas that I like to come up with.
Oh, of course. Will we actually do them? Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Probably
we
at
usually,
some point.
We usually do, because I usually bother you guys for enough. You or Zach would be like, all right, we're doing this.
Of course. Yeah. You live once. We got to do it.
Exactly. Just like I want to go to Nashville in November. We're going to do it.
Oh, I don't know about that
one. I want to get you convinced.
I just went to Nashville. I'm good.
Who says you can't go twice? You know what I'm thinking, though? Illinois plays Tennessee on December 8th in Nashville.
Okay, now that would be
fun. Now
that
would
be fun to go to.
Now I got you convinced.
Where are they playing? Are they playing at the Titans Stadium?
No, they can't play outdoors.
Why not?
I mean, you could.
They could.
I guess it'd be freezing. I don't know. Whatever the basketball, there's some arena in Nashville because there's no basketball team there.
I don't know.
Vanderbilt plays.
Oh, yeah, possibly. Yeah, that might be where it's at, actually.
That'd be my guess. All right, well, I got one more question for you.
Shoot.
Which country invented paper? That's a tough one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Invented paper. I'm going to guess. I know this is wrong. I don't think it was India.
No, it's close, though.
Is it? It's not China, is it?
Yeah, it's China.
Oh, okay.
Think about, like, origami and... Wait, is that China? I really hope that's China.
Or is that Japan? I don't know. It's probably both.
I swear.
Different styles.
I'm not going to... I don't know. It's very close. All that Asia together. I really hope... I'm going to look that up. I think it's China. Or am I Japan? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm going to look that up next time. If anyone knows that, sorry. We got to figure out what origami is from.
Yeah, but China, that's the answer.
Yeah, China's the answer.
Part of me wants to say, like, Egypt... The only reason why is because, like, they write on the scrolls, right? So I'm like, you know, they've been inscribing stuff for thousands of years that is probably there. And it's like, no.
And then, like, this is paper, like, man, or wood. Maybe, I don't know if they count the wood paper or, like, the sand scrolls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, those are different. Now we're getting really technical.
We are getting technical.
We're getting too technical and off track. All right.
This is outside of my pay grade for sure.
Exactly. I'll be doing some research on paper tonight when I'm bored. All right. Well, let's continue talking. Let's talk about your town. Grew up in good old Chatham, Illinois, home of the Titans. So how has Chatham shaped who you are today?
It's shaped me a lot more than I ever thought it would. And honestly, I didn't even realize it until back in, was it March or April, that the Why Not accident happened. It's been a little while now.
I think it was April.
Yeah. And when our community came together after such a tragic accident, it was incredible, the amount of support, not just for those who were, I mean, everybody was affected, honestly.
Yeah.
And so just to see people come hand in hand, step up for one another was so beautiful. And that kind of closed the full circle of, wow, this is how tight-knit our community actually is. Because, I mean, Chatham is only, I think, 14, 15,000 people at most. It's not too big, you know, being outside of Springfield.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all.
And we have our event, we have Sweet Corn Festival, we have the Chatham sports parades and all that stuff, which is a lot of fun, but I didn't realize until just recently how close we actually are and how common of a goal we really do have.
Yeah, of course. It's that community backing, and you know, when something happens, which is so sad what happened in Chatham, it was national news and everything, but it brings a community together.
It really did.
It really showed the support, and even outside Chatham, everyone in the Central Illinois area.
Oh yeah, the amount of the support we saw from, you know, New Berlin, Rochester, Springfield, Glenarm, everywhere, every single direction, even yeah. people that aren't close. It was incredible. I'd honestly never seen anything like that.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So to continue on, what's something really unique about this area? Central Illinois, you've been around the community for 22 years, almost 23. What's something special about being in this area compared to really anywhere else in the country?
Not corn.
Obviously.
Not corn.
Corn sweat, baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I feel like that wasn't even a thing until like last year.
I don't know, but that's terrible though. Driving home at night by any cornfield, you cannot see a thing.
Yeah, that's corn sweat is like this fog if you haven't you don't live in Illinois, and it's pretty annoying.
Yeah, but things that are unique to Central Illinois, I think we have such a unique perspective because you ask anyone that's not from here, when you say Illinois, what do you think of?
Chicago.
Chicago. Or maybe like they say St. Louis, even though they know it's not Illinois, it most people consider it part of Illinois. So Central Illinois blends together the super urban lifestyle of Chicago plus, and I guess St. Louis too.
Yeah.
Plus the very, very southern country parts of Illinois. It's so cool to see people from all different walks of life, so many different experiences that have now been mixed together. And honestly, I kind of see it everywhere I go. You'll see a lot of, I call them hip cowboys. You know, they dress super modern, and then they have boots and jeans on.
Hip cowboys. Would you call me a hip cowboy?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I would not call you a hip cowboy.
Thank you.
But it's just awesome. You know, people don't know what a horseshoe is.
Yeah, explain what a horseshoe is to our listeners.
Oh, if you don't know what a horseshoe is, you are missing out.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It's a piece of bread with, typically, it's just like a burger. Yep. But it can be any sort of meat that you like. And then you're putting fries on top of it, which I think normally they're crinkle-cut fries.
Yeah, mostly.
And then Gouda, lots of cheese. Mm-hmm. You can put barbecue sauce or hot sauce, other stuff on there, depending what you like. But it's probably giving me diabetes, honestly, but it's so whatever. Good.
I think it's really boosted our fitness.
Oh yeah, and right in here too. Belly. Oh my gosh!
What's your favorite place to get a horseshoe at?
See, I know you're gonna be mad that I don't say Darcy's.
Well, you know because that's my favorite.
I know, and Darcy's they're good, but I really like the Creek in Chatham.
The Creek has a good one too.
I think they have more options. So like, yeah. If I'm feeling a pulled pork horseshoe, I can get that there.
See, they don't have that at Darcy's.
They don't have that.
I do like the pulled pork horseshoe.
The pulled pork and the buffalo chicken. Well, that one's good, too. Oh,
I do like that, but I get that at Darcy's, too.
Oh, they have that one? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever had that.
You'll have to get it, then. We'll go to Darcy's someday.
We can go to Darcy's today if you want.
I know. Shoot, maybe we'll go to Darcy's after this. It sounds yummy. All right, well, that's pretty awesome. I love, you know, it's cool about Illinois. It's you have Chicago, you have the corn, you have the country. It's just, it's very diverse. It's very diverse.
Very diverse.
And you have everyone coming together supporting this state. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're in the Midwest where, you know, sometimes diversity is not shown in every state, but Illinois really has that. And I love that, you know, you say the difference of how homey feeling and how much aspect there is to the Central Illinois community.
For sure. Yeah.
So with that being such a good location, it's really flourishing. Central Illinois is doing a really good job. I saw today Springfield Clinic has opened the giant dome. I don't know if you saw the video
yes.
to that.
Yeah, I did.
It's looking really cool. So with everyone flourishing, you know, some people just, you've heard in high school, they want to leave, they want to get out. Why stay in Central Illinois? Why is things and businesses still staying here and wanting to be in this area?
Yeah, I mean, as much as people would like to say that money's not coming in, it really is. I mean, I know I just saw this, I think yesterday, that over the past 10 years, I think the Illinois, specifically centrally Illinois, populations went down a percent or two. But the amount of money that's coming in new business has shot through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the new dome, it's the world's largest inflatable dome. And then we have all this new roadway infrastructure that they're putting a lot of money into.
A lot of money into all that.
Yes. And I've seen so many new businesses pop up, and I know that's partially turnover, you know, people leaving or getting out of business for whatever reason, but there's just been so much opportunity that has came, especially in the past 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah,
it's very, very recent. And so that's super exciting, not even just for people that are here now, but people that want to move here in the future. I mean, that's what brought my family here. My dad moved here when I was 2 based on a job opportunity. And so it'd be really cool to see other people, you know, come in now that there's more jobs available.
Yeah, I mean, that goes along with you saying you like helping others out and supporting everyone. I feel like everyone in this community, you know, there's a lot of people our age who start these businesses and they say, okay, let's get going. And there's so much support around here that it helps someone to come in here and start a business because of the community support once again.
Yes, and this is something you don't see in Chicago. I mean, if you're up there and you have that network, you'll be okay. But in here, relationships are everything.
Yeah.
Your network is everything, but you actually have that chance to grow. You don't have to know somebody to get in. You can just go out there, go to events, and meet people much easier, I think, than anywhere else.
And then the connections here, like, everyone knows who you are, you know? But then that's a good thing for your business. Everyone knows. In Chicago, you're just a random floating person no one knows about, you know? And there's as much as I've been to Chicago, know people from Chicago, there's just not a community base up there. And that's why I stay down here, because there's so much community around here, so much support, and, you know, people are going to support. I'm going to support you. You're going to support me. Everyone's going to support what you're doing business-wise, and a lot of businesses do so much supporting.
Yeah, and honestly, this past week has been a lot of fun because, you know, as soon as you asked me to come on, I was telling my coworkers, told my boss, told a couple other people I've just seen around town, and that's generated so much excitement and curiosity. I've actually given them the link to, like, 3 or 5 different episodes of yours.
There we go.
And so, just like you said, I mean, it's kind of like we help each other grow.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't know you, but maybe they know a friend of yours. Maybe they know a family member of yours. Because I think a lot of people, if you're from here, like, your family's from here. So if you don't know them, you might know their parent. Maybe they were a teacher. Maybe they, you know, ran a store that you really like. I mean, it's incredible to see how long of generations have stayed here.
Oh, yeah. And there's a reason. You know, everyone says they're leaving Illinois, but you look at all the really long generation of family, there's a reason they stay, and it's because of the support they get, and it's the reason I stay, because the support I have between you and Zach and my family and people at my job and the businesses around, it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you have a good aspect with that.
Of course.
So you're going wrong, you're hopping out of college, you're just new, 2 years working at BOS now. What's the number one piece of advice you'd have for someone who's really getting out of college and hopping into the workforce at this age?
Do everything and don't say no unless it's really stupid. I think everything that I've gotten, every single experience, my job, was just me saying yes. You know, let me at least go learn about it, see what they have to offer,
yeah,
and then I'll, of course, evaluate and see what I should do. But just go do it. Why question it? I mean, you can spend more time sitting there thinking about signing away, or you can just sign away and go try it. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. At least you know now you don't like that.
Exactly. It's a test and fail thing.
Exactly.
And you got to put yourself uncomfortable.
Very. Yeah. And trust me, I've done that, especially the past 8 months.
I know you have this new
position. Definitely been moments where I'm like, oh, wow, like, this is not what I expected at all. But looking back, I'm so grateful for those moments. Because then I learned, okay, I actually really do like this, and I've grown in so many different ways from them.
Yeah, and I as your best friend sitting here, I've seen you grow in your workforce, in your spiritual life, and who you are as a man, and you've just become this wonderful man at 22 years old that mature, has it together, composed. I just love to see that. I'm always here supporting you for that.
You're going to make me shed a tear.
Good, I'm glad. That's probably the first time. It won't be the first time or the last time I do that.
No.
It'll probably be laughing at me for something, though. Probably. It'll be a laughing tear.
Probably.
It won't be a crying tear, I promise. All right, well, I like to end the podcast kind of the same thing that I did with Cade. What's your number one Jack Hart story?
Oh, this is a good question.
He has a lot.
Yeah, I know.
More than anyone that I know, probably.
Best Jack Hart story. Goodness.
I know, I put you on the spot.
You did put me on the spot, and the problem is there's a lot to choose from.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones.
I would just say one of my most memorable moments just with you in general was back a couple years ago. We were at Big Dad's in Edwardsville, and not to say necessarily what happened that night, but just that entire weekend with you, with Brian. Who else was with us?
I think Cade was with us.
Cade was also with us. And that was one of the most fun nights that I've ever had, honestly. I know it wasn't the most fun for you, not the entire time.
It was a good night.
It was a good night.
Yeah.
Till the end. The end did not go exactly how you planned. But
neither does anything in life, honestly.
The reason why that's my favorite is because I got to see both. I got to see the high, I got to see the low, and it reminded me of everything we've been through together. Because you've seen me at my highest, and you've definitely seen me at my lowest. And so it might not be the most glamorous thing, but that's why it's the most memorable.
No, I love that. You know, that weekend was a blast. I had a great time besides the end, and that was just me sad and I had a rough day. But, you know, the way you still are always there to support me at my lowest, at my highest, anything, you know, that's why you're my best friend. That's why you always have been my best friend.
Because
you're a genuine guy, and no matter what stupid thing I come up with or something happens in life, you're going to be there for me. And I hope you think the same way about me.
Oh, absolutely, man. And we give each other such a hard time, but we know deep down how much we care about each other. And whenever we need to turn serious, whenever we need to lock in for each other, just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're right back.
And we are probably the silliest people and come up with the most fun, exciting, fun ideas that keep life entertaining.
Oh, every day.
Every day has something
new. Every day is something new. I don't even know how we come up with half of it, honestly.
I don't know. Yesterday was something new. Today is something new. Tomorrow will be probably something new. You never know.
Yeah, you never do know. That's what I love about it.
Of course. And that's what keeps our life entertaining. Add in Zach and Chase and all of our friends, too. It's a blessing. We're blessed, by the way.
We are so blessed.
We could have been, like, stuck on the streets, having nothing, didn't make it through college.
We really could have. That's another thing I think our generation struggles with, is they don't realize how blessed they are.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I have two parents. I'm so thankful for that. You might only have one, but you still got to be thankful for that. Some people don't have a parent.
Oh, I know.
You might be in a foster home. You could be on the streets when you're 18. I mean, I would say small things. They're not small, but things you would never, ever think about because they were just given to you. You've had that your entire life. It doesn't cross your mind. But I always like to, you know, take a moment, step back, and be like, wow, look at how much my parents have provided for me. Look at how much my friends have done for me that never even crossed my mind as something that they had to put effort in to do.
Exactly. Exactly. And, I mean, you always put the extra step to help me if we're down, or I hopefully put the extra step to help you. And I think that's what keeps us going, is we both have a standard for each other.
Yes.
That as much as we can be silly and stuff, we have this serious standard where we hold ourselves accountable.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's more than anything you could physically have in life.
For sure. And remember the golden rule? We were just talking about it earlier this week.
What's the golden rule, Caleb? Tell them.
Do you not remember?
No, I do remember, but it's my podcast. You tell them.
Oh my gosh. Treat others the way you wish to be treated.
Boom. And that's something my mom told me when I was 3 years old, and something always, and sometimes always treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
Love it.
Simple.
Love it, love it. Oral, guys, thank you for tuning in today. Caleb, thanks for being on the podcast. I'm excited for this episode. Shout out Jenny Stieber. We love you. Okay? You're my biggest supporter. Always been my biggest supporter on social media and life and no matter what, so.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, of course, of course. Hey, but if you're thinking about doing a podcast, your business thinking about doing a podcast, reach out to me at 217-801-2909 or my new email. Come on, guys. We got a radio station now at jhart@heartmg.com. That is, again, jhart@heartmg.com. If you're thinking about doing any podcasting, short film, be on the radio, I'm your guy to talk to. You guys have a wonderful week. We're excited to keep bringing you stuff. This man's going to go far in life. Mr. CEO here in the future. You quote me right now.
We'll see about that.
Of course. You're going to do it. Don't worry. And I'll be the CEO against you.
Against me?
Yeah, we'll be in the same industry.
You can be the CEO. I'll be the CFO.
All right, deal. That works out.
Yeah. You can be the spearhead, and I'll just manage the money.
That's perfect, because I hate managing them.
I know you do. I'm going to make sure we don't blow it on something.
Jack can't do the accounting. That's why I do all the marketing and media and all of
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. That's definitely your expertise, because that's not me at all.
Yep, that's why I'm not an accountant. No. My personality is not an accountant either.
No.
That's why you're not an accountant.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, we love accountants, though. We do love them.
Yeah, I mean, I have respect for them, because I could never do that. Oh. I went into college thinking I was going to be an accountant, but no thank you.
Nope, and that's why we hire them. They make good money. Yes. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. It is a pleasure. It's too early. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.